is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Masters of None. My name is Mike. With me, Jay.
Yo.
Art.
Throw to T.Y. Hilton, for God's sakes.
Oh, fantasy football. Something that we're all thankful for.
Yes.
And something that we should talk about in this episode, this week's episode, which is... what we're thankful for. Things we are thankful for.
Couple.
For this this year's Thanksgiving. Now, I know we have a lot of European, English, and Irish, and so on listeners. Do they don't celebrate Thanksgiving, right? They don't have a Thanksgiving. I know ours is like an American holiday, but they don't have any kind of European equivalent.
Canada does, but it's like in February or some shit.
Is that right?
No, it's in October.
Is it?
Yeah.
Whatever. They have one, though. I know that.
But this is our Thanksgiving show. We're going to do things that we are thankful for this year, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I have to ask, what are you guys drinking tonight?
Drinking my very last Blue Point Summer Ale from that six pack I found, like that fell down the cracks in my garage.
You've tossed this between the crack of your ass. This is the last Summer Ale. Art, what about yourself?
BPTL.
BPTL. What is it?
Blue Point Toasted Lager.
Toasted Lager.
The
nice.
Kids say at the corner street.
I'm not cool with your damn kids.
Sorry,
your
I even got that tatted on my arm.
Yeah.
Who down for a BPTL, y'all?
I have to say, Art, I told you this before. I lied last week. I did not bust into your case of Blue Point that is still sitting here.
You can go into that, man. Caring is sharing. I don't mind. I'm thankful for friends, so go in.
Oh, that's adorable. All right. If you say so, if you insist.
Yeah, just drink it, dude. It's like pumpkin in Oktoberfest. The winter ale's out now. Like,
yeah, I'll grab myself an Oktoberfest. If that's okay with you, Art.
Do it up, dude.
All right. Popping that open in a minute. Here we go. Cool. So let's talk about what we're thankful for. You know, this was a crazy year. This was a crazy year for a lot of us, and us included. And I kind of wanted to go over that about what we're thankful for.
Crazy for a lot of us included.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
A lot of us meaning a lot of our listeners. I don't know if you guys been. I mean, I know that you guys have been very diligent with the Facebooking and the Twittering and so on and so forth. We've seen a lot of crazy stuff going on this past year with some of our listeners and our fans and, you know, family and friends
debutantes.
And all that kind of stuff. Yes, exactly. And we get to now share in this and some of the things that we've had happen to us and just overall this past year. Art, what about you, sir? What are you thankful for?
Well, I mean, this is going to be a long show, so I'll first start off with getting a couple of free pairs of sneakers. I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, that's huge,
it's pretty
man.
Pretty damn you sweet.
You got the fucking... Oh, by the way, to tie into this, I don't know if you saw this article today.
About the Michael flu Jordan, shoes?
No. Michael Jordan announced which pair of Jordans were his favorite. Did you see that?
No, I was debating whether I should buy the flu shoes.
What are the flu shoes?
Are
I don't know what that is.
Doug Flutie's?
Yeah. They have
Shut up.
Yeah, they have,
no way.
They have fruity flakes in the bottom, in the sole. If you get hungry, you like snap.
You could also use them to kick field goals, even though you're not a kicker. Or
yeah.
Kick extra points. Also, if you throw it really far to your friend, he'll definitely catch it.
Yeah, big time. So, but how did you pull that off, dude? Fucking free pairs of shoes.
That's,
and which
that's
ones?
Been Art's, like, holy grail. Like, yeah. As long as we've been doing this and scamming free stuff. Like, it's all been for that. It's all been leading up to that.
Yeah.
Making a couple connections and actually doing a couple of things with either Nike or Reebok. And they were like, hey, we like your stuff. Do you want to review some shoes? I'm like, yeah.
Review some shoes.
Then,
well, they keep my feet off the concrete. Two thumbs up.
Which ones did you get, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's all be thankful for networking.
I got a couple of pairs of Jordans, yeah, right. Jordan 5s. Yeah. Yes. Networking. Here's to networking. Back to some important stuff. The flu shoes is when he was playing against in the finals, and he was sick as a dog. And he was wearing
the
Air Jordan
12s. Got it.
And so they called the flu shoes.
Got it.
When are the Hitler mustache shoes coming out?
What?
I said, when are the Hitler mustaches coming out? Remember when he had the Hitler mustache in that Hanes commercial for some inexplicable reason on the airplane?
He tried to bring it back to no avail.
Even Jordan couldn't bring that back.
Although if anybody's going to bring it back, it's going to be Michael Jordan. But Michael Jordan like 10 years ago, Jordan today.
Did you see Jordan playing beer pong recently?
I saw that.
He's wearing the 11s. Sure, I love it.
But I'm sure he fucking
won. What was his favorite shoe?
His favorite shoe was the Jordan 11s.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. It's the ones he was rocking playing beer pong.
He had
those are the ones I got married in.
Nice.
Of course.
His top three were the Jordan 11s.
11, 5, okay. And 3.
3 is number 2 on his list. And number 3 on his list is a tie. Can you guess?
The first
ones.
Guess.
5 and 6?
No. You're close.
Oh, damn. Donald Brown, man. Touchdown. He's on your bench.
Fuck. Shit. All right.
Okay. How about the 12s or the 13s then?
You're absolutely right. 12 and 13s are his number 3s. Tied for number 3. Wow. Dude, that's impressive.
Well, 13 was nicknamed after Tinker Hatfield, the guy who designed it with Jordan. Made it look like a panther because he was called, like, on the court, like, the cat or the black panther because he's just sneaky.
You're just making shit up. It's
sex
awesome.
Panther.
I love it.
Yeah.
60% of the time, Jordan fucks anyone he wants
that,
every time.
66% of the time.
Oh, yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, so
that's
networking
awesome.
And free shoes, man. And I haven't been stingy. One of my my wife's cousin, he's a size 13, and so I'm like, I give him shoes from now and then too. I'm like, hey man, you want a pair of shoes? He's like, yeah, a college kid wanting a free pair of sneakers, retros, yes. So I'm not I'm not stingy with that. I share the wealth,
right? And I gotta fucking beat it out of you to get a goddamn pair of headphones.
Hey, I gave you a pair of headphones. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Yeah.
Except they have a giant picture of Wonder Woman on the ear cups.
Yeah.
No, they were the pretty good ones, man. They were like, what, the like the
Ludacris? They were Iron Man. They were Iron Man.
Yeah, they were good.
Weren't they Ludacris's?
No. What? Ludacris?
Yeah, they're like the soul ones, right?
I don't know.
God, did you sell them on eBay or something?
No, I got them. They're blue.
No, you don't.
You bend them. You can bend them. You can check out the oil of my Cadillac spills.
Bring them when we record... Somewhere we go live. I think you just bring them and keep them in the case because then you use the other ones.
No, I use them
for
editing.
I see how it is.
Nah, it's bullshit. I fucking use them.
This is becoming a very thankful show.
I love you.
It's
I love you.
A thankless gift I gave you. Why don't we move on because I'm getting a little irritated.
Fine. Jay, what do you got, buddy?
Well, I guess I should probably throw networking in too as my first one because check this out, you guys. I haven't even told you this. I'm officially...
Oh, yes!
What?
You can marry people now, right?
That's not what I was going to say.
Oh.
Yes, I'm an officially ordained minister of the Church of the Latter-day Dude. I can marry people now.
You can marry people, but only at Lebowski Fest?
Yes. No, everywhere. It's totally legit and legal.
Wow.
And I wish I would have thought of it for your wedding, Mike. I could have totally did that instead of having some freaking broad priest marry him. The hell is that all about?
She was awesome.
Max, all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, through networking again, you know, I've been just getting my like Hudson Valley beer website going and just, you know, working it as Art does with his contacts, working the beer scene and just meeting everybody and... there's a beer store by me, and I kind of popped in one day, and I was like, yeah, you guys should, do this and that. And I was like, oh, they just got a growler station. So I'm like, oh, let me take a picture of your taps. It was like brand new, and I'll post it up on my site. And it's like, oh, thanks. And the guy was like so grateful. So I'm like, yeah, let me go back. He's like, you guys need like a Facebook page? You don't even have a Facebook page. So he's like, yeah, I don't know. Can you help me? He's like, all right, yeah. He's like, come on, I'll give you some free beer or whatever. I was like, yeah, it's cool. So I made him a Facebook page. It took like a half hour. And through that, just talking, whatever, get introduced to this guy who owns like these three huge beer stores in the area. And basically I'm on the verge of like running a beer store.
What?
I'm like, I just sent like a final proposal for this job. I've already been offered it twice and said no. And so I sent back like a counter offer thing. And I don't know. I may hear like tomorrow that I'm switching careers yet again and working and running a fucking beer store.
There's like the sun shining down in New York right now on Jay's house.
It's fucking hilarious.
And it's a win-win though, because check this out. Like, it's more hours, and you know, but I figured out a way to make it cool so I could still kind of see my family and stuff. But even even aside from that, he's like, yeah, oh yeah, if you know, if this
kids
doesn't
drink
work
for
out.
Free?
Oh, of course I get free beer. I've had more free beer this year than like
I said. Your kids get
life.
To drink for free.
Oh yeah, totally free beer for the kids. But I'm already working with him like part time. He's like, oh, if you can't do this, then you know, we'll hire as like a consultant. So I'm gonna be a fucking beer consultant.
Nice.
And I already am pretty much. And check this out. I'm officially in the industry because I've already made my first sales. I freaking sold like 20 cases down to Long Island from the place.
Holy shit.
Dude,
well
just
done,
making a
man.
Phone call. Yeah. I already signed a new account. I'm not even
wow.
Not even really doing anything yet.
I'm
not, next thing you're doing promo fact sheets. I love it.
You're not even paying attention to what's going on.
I know. It's fucking crazy. All
right, so Jay's like in an industry that he loves with beer. I'm getting free sneakers. Mike, did you like, you're going to surprise us at the end of the show and say like you build a flux capacitor?
No, I'm, no, but I am in an industry that I fucking love.
Yeah, Mike's. And, well, you put your dues in too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
You're living the dream as well.
I am. Four part-time jobs turned into one awesome fucking job where... Yeah, I basically do the equivalent of what it took me to set up this podcast right now in my living room, but I get paid for it. It's crazy. It's crazy.
And at free football. You get to fuck at your work
football.
For your favorite team.
Yeah, which is nuts.
And you control Ed Hockley's voice.
I do. And I challenged him to a push-up contest at halftime.
Nice. Did you really?
Oh yeah, I said, listen, if you don't mind, if you have any spare time, if you want to bust out a quick 40, me and you can fucking just go and do this real fast.
Was he a cool dude?
He's a great guy. He's a very nice guy. A lot of the refs are very.
You didn't
very
shake
nice,
his hand.
Actually.
He's probably lost one of your hands. Then.
Oh no! I was all about shaking his hand. That's all I wanted to do. I know, like it's like some people are like autograph hounds, you know, and they want like autographs or pictures with people or whatever. I just want to when I'm
just wants to shake like, hands with really diesel dudes.
Yeah, I just want to fucking shake hands with people because they just you just expect like a grip. There's nothing more. Upsetting to me than a dead fish handshake. There is nothing more upsetting to me. Like, I don't want to associate with you.
By the way, explain who the guy is real quick, because a lot of people
Ed,
probably know
Ed Hockley. Ed Hockley is like the head ref. He's like the head of the Referees Association. He's like, he's a lawyer.
He's got
in
guns.
In his spare time. He is the jacked fucking ref. If you watch American football, he is the jacked ref. Every time you see him, you're like, dude, that guy's fucking built. And this is the guy. He's like 65 and a lawyer and a fucking referee and an NFL referee.
Arm wrestler
like, that's
at
great.
Night, turns his hat backwards.
Yeah.
It's like a switch.
That fucking guy rules and he's just like the nicest guy and his handshake lives up to expectation. Like you just expect that to be a fucking firm ass and there it is.
You should start
Boom.
A blog like handshakes around the world.
It's like shaking hands with a 2x4. It's fucking perfect.
Your Mount Olympus would be shaking Adrian Peterson's hand because I heard even like football players things like he just pretty much gobbles up the other person's hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Like why? Because he's got a big hand or because he fucking like shakes it hard?
You'll have to find out.
Bend over and I'll show you.
Yeah.
I just wanted to sneak in a Thanksgiving pun. Don't think I didn't hear that.
Nice. Nice. Very nice. Very nice.
How about you, Mike?
So congrats, though, Jay, before we get to me. That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It just literally, out of the fucking blue, like, wasn't looking for it. You know, like when I try to go make something happen, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I fail miserably.
Yeah.
And when I'm not even trying to do it, I get offered, like, my dream job. Just, like, by accident.
Wow.
It makes zero sense, but I guess that's how the world works.
Stepping in shit. There he is.
Finally.
Wow. Okay, so I feel compelled now to throw in something personal.
Do it.
Since you guys did two personal things. So, yeah, I'm going to say... I'm gonna kind of duel it up real quick.
You got circumcised?
Yeah. Finally. Nice. God, my dick looks so great on the side.
3.5 ounces lighter.
The turtleneck is off.
A lot of foreskin.
Five skin. Iskin? More like it, right? Right, guys?
Iskin?
Not only am I working a fucking bitch-ass job, I fucking love it, but me and my lovely wife celebrated 1 year.
Nice.
This month.
Hey.
Gotta love it. I mean, and honestly.
And you broke out the crystal, dude.
We did. Did you see that picture?
Yeah. I commented, you like, I think your wife put a picture up there, and I was like, what, you guys shoot a 1990s rap video?
Yeah.
What happened?
We had our cake, you know, the year anniversary cake.
Oh, yeah, it's gross, right?
No, actually, ours was pretty good. Was she drunk-proofed it. It was amazing. It was actually amazing, because she knew that, you know, one of us in a drunken stupor would try to eat that cake in the middle of the night, like, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning. So she put probably 7 to 8 layers of foil around it.
Right.
And really sealed it up good. It tasted perfect. It tasted like it just came out of it came out of the fridge. Like, we defrosted it, and it was fucking perfect.
Wow.
But my parents gave us, for our anniversary, my parents gave us a bottle of Cristal.
Word. Did you drink it with your ludicrous headphones on?
No, because they're still in the package. He hasn't used them yet.
20-inch thighs.
Oh, pop champagne.
Whatever happened to that guy, Art? Is that Jim Jones?
Ludicrous?
Jim Jones.
Who's Jim Jones?
I don't know.
Anyway. Isn't he the guy that made everybody kill himself?
Yes. Also rapper.
Yeah. So we had our cake, a bottle of Cristal. And we had our Allentown Brew Works glasses, and we did. We shot a 1990s rap video and celebrated our 1 year, and it was awesome. It was great.
So the date passed already?
Yeah, date passed. Yeah, yeah. A couple.
So
weeks.
Art, you owe me that $100.
Wait, what happened?
It was $100. You owe me.
For what?
For them making it to a year. Oh, you might have been drunk when we made that bet at the wedding. Oh yes, you were. You were.
Oh my God, the drunk Art pictures from my wedding are amazing.
Yeah, we got to post those. Did we ever post those online?
I never did, but we can make an album of them, I think.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because they're fucking amazing.
Make it a YouTube slideshow and put it to like something like That's What Friends Are For or something like that.
Yeah, or something by Kid and Play.
Yeah, Art, get
I'll
on that.
I'll tumble for you.
Yeah. I got some great ones, dude. You were... Unfortunately, because of my cousin, you were not the MVP of the wedding, but you were a damn good runner-up. A lot of people talking about your dance moves. Loved it.
I'm pissed that one picture of us, like, we took, like, a picture of us doing, like, cheesy, like, pointing at the camera pose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it didn't come out. It was, like, all blurry.
Yeah, it was a little blurry.
It was a bummer.
I broke a glass there, too.
You did? On a dance floor?
No.
Where? On a table?
At the table, yeah.
Hmm.
Over
That's
his
right.
wife's head.
Nobody cared.
Yeah.
But you don't remember that either, do you, Art?
No.
No. Way to go.
I remember doing a cannonball.
Into a stack of chairs, which was the weird part.
Yeah.
What else you got, pal? Art, what do you got?
Let's see. I'm thankful for NASCAR, because without NASCAR, I wouldn't be going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right? Super Bowl by proxy.
So, yes, Mike, sir. I think you're due to step in some massive shit soon.
Yeah. I guess so. I found $300.
What?
Does that work? I found $300 cash dropped on the floor at the stadium the one day.
Dude.
$320 to be exact.
That sounds like drug money.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all 50s. 50s and a 20.
Hockley's going to hear this interview and come after you.
He's going to do push-ups on my face.
Those were mine.
Larceny on the offense.
Hey, I reported it for like a week, and then I took it and I paid for dinner with it.
This was great. Mike in his office. Hey, I found money.
Anybody? No? Okay, see ya.
Say nothing if you want me to have it.
So, okay. do you know where you're sitting yet or anything like that?
No, not yet.
You have no idea?
No.
Do you know if you get one or two tickets yet?
I'm still working on that. Watch this happens next year. The year will go back to like just me having bad luck, and it's like, yeah, we kind of messed up.
Yeah. The gods are like, left some intern in charge up there.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't actually the Super Bowl you won. It was the Puppy Bowl you won tickets for.
It was the Bud Bowl. All right, you get to move the Bud Light.
You're sitting on Bud Dry's bench.
Hey, you should shake the hand of that 40 who was the fridge. What was it? The ice box.
You have any Bud Bowl. Ice? You're
fucking... I bet he's got a super strong handshake.
That's fucking great. Yeah, I can't wait to find out where the hell you are, man. That'd be fucking amazing.
You and I should take a picture and then put on a postcard saying "Wish you were here" and send it to Jay.
Go fuck yourself. That's gonna be the downfall. It's gonna be the Black Sunday. That big Zeppelin just crashes into the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't think the apocalypse will happen because I highly doubt the 49ers are gonna get in there.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what time Crabtree, his timetable comes back. If it is, yeah. But I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Well, I think there's a lot of big teams that, I mean, the Seahawks, man, if they get home field advantage, just punch their ticket in.
Yeah.
They're rocking.
Russell Wilson, my hero. Yeah.
Mike, they're not looking for any part-time people yet for that?
For what, Super Bowl?
Yeah. You know they're going to need extra people to work that day.
Yeah,
Michael
definitely.
Michael Kay says they do.
Definitely. I mean, however, the thing is that I'm actually, I wouldn't say in charge of, but I'm semi-responsible for submitting credentials. But the thing is, you have to go through a full security screening. I mean, you literally have to get a background check. You have to get all kinds of shit taken care of.
So you're saying I should apply?
Put down.
Probably, if you could.
I'll do that.
You know that they're asking for like something crazy, like 2,500 volunteers, right?
Volunteers?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know. Stuff.
Your vendors.
Yeah, dude. Tell me when. I want in.
Yeah?
Yeah, totally.
All right.
You can be the beer ambassador.
Yeah, dude.
I just want to be there, dude.
Well, wait. How about this?
Wait a minute, Jay. Seriously, think about this. What is it? Bud Light or Budweiser? Isn't that the official beer of the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Start networking now.
There you go.
Yeah. You know the beer company's just going to have tons of Super Bowl tickets flying around.
Oh, they do.
No, dude, I'll volunteer to work. I got Sundays off. I put that in my proposal.
All right. Art, what about if you get two tickets? What happens? What happens to that second ticket? Is that going to your dad?
Jay gets to go to the Super Bowl.
I said to people, whoever gets into the Super Bowl, I'll make a executive decision.
Oh, well, you know, the Seahawks is my new NFC team, right? Since I dumped the Titans. Serious? I called that last year.
I think you did, actually.
Yeah, I know. You did.
Just saying.
Nice.
Yeah, saying.
Just throwing it out there.
Oh, because I mean, there are
pretty
a couple
sure the Dolphins aren't going to be there, so I don't have to worry about that.
Never know with that fucking AFC East, man.
They're too busy putting fucking Icy Hot in each other's jock straps.
They're bullying me. Me.
They started off so strong.
Got, like, just the evil, cold death stares from Tom Jackson, Keyshawn, and Chris Carter.
Dude, how stupid is that, by the way? How stupid is this, by the way? This whole thing. This whole thing about, like, oh, what is the atmosphere in the locker room? It's a fucking football locker room. What do you think it is? Oh my God.
Well, did you see, like, did you hear the whole Mike Ditka thing where he goes, I don't want the baby or the racist on my team?
What? Nice. Ditka said that?
He was saying, like, you know, he's like, I don't, because people were talking about, you know, who should stay and who should go. And he goes, yeah. I don't want the racist and I don't want the baby on my team.
Yeah.
Nice.
He is being a baby. God. Crazy. And I swear to God, fucking Guy Incognito is definitely a made up name. it's what Homer used when he went into the bar dressed in the mustache and top hat. Homer? Who is Homer? All right, Jay, you are.
I'm just thankful that for pretty much a year. I mean, the year's not over. I'll knock on some wood here, but just a pretty much year free of, like, everybody's healthy, it seems like. Well, in my family, and I don't know. I'm still here, which is good.
Yeah.
I'm probably fatter than I've ever been, but yeah.
That's all that beer.
That's been nice as far as for me personally. Just everyone being healthy. Had a couple little scares here and there, but everything's good.
I'm gonna tag on top of that and say I'm thankful that I got past the Jesus age. That was 30, something.
What is it? 30 what?
33.
Oh yeah.
I actually just passed the Jesus age, and you're right though. That whole year of what's gonna happen? Am I gonna get sick? Is there somebody gonna get sick? What's happening? Something's gonna happen. is gone now. So
how many CAT scans do you have this year, Mike?
This year I was actually pretty.
I'm gonna make a baker's dozen.
Yeah. I was pretty reserved with the whole thing. I have self-diagnosed myself several times with a couple of different things. I'm still questionable about a lump that's in my throat. I don't know what that means, but whatever.
It's just from having your love next to you for a whole year.
Aw. It's adorable. But no, that is always something to be thankful for. The fact that, you know, nobody close has been, you know, anything crazy been going on health wise. That's always the toughest thing, man. When that shit happens, you're just like, ah, what do you do? What do you even do?
Yeah.
I have to say. Also kind of piggybacking on that, I'm very thankful for the fact that everyone in our country got free healthcare this year, and no one is sick anymore, ever again.
That's a good one.
Right?
That's true. Everybody's super healthy, and everyone has health insurance.
Yep. No one's ever going to get sick ever again because the government helped us, and we're good. We have free health insurance, and everybody's healthy, and everybody, yeah.
What's the government?
The website works and everybody works well together. And did you see that?
Went off right without a hitch, didn't it?
Nah, yeah, no problems whatsoever. Woo! Yay, America! Did you saw the report that came out that said like something crazy like 80,000 people have signed up for it?
That's it.
So, yeah, something nuts like that. Like something.
I guess the website's always down.
The website's down, and like there hasn't been a really big outpouring of support for it that they thought there would be, and people are just like meh, I'll do it later. Yeah. They're just not doing it.
I'll wait till I'm sick.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I honestly think, and I don't know, you know, I don't want to sound fucking crazy, but I honestly think a lot of people probably think that they just automatically get it.
Yeah, and they don't know how to sign up for it.
Right.
Do they even have to? I don't know if you have to.
I guess you do, right? I would assume you would do, because you have to do that with any other health insurance, so you have to sign up for this one.
As long as you tweet them out something, you'll be good.
Yeah, do you have to put an @ in your fucking message? But yeah, I think a lot of people probably think they'd probably get it automatically, which you don't.
Right.
You actually have to sign up for it, and they probably don't know how to do that exactly.
So here's the politics, right?
Right? Come on. Here's to how our system works. Woo! You know what sucks about that, though? Is that for good or bad or for whatever party you're for or whatever way you lean or all this shit or whatever, this is his legacy. This is Obama's legacy, is this fucking broken website. And that's just sad. That is just fucking sad, man. That is his legacy. And yet, it could have been, you know, he got Bin Laden. He got, who else? There was somebody else he got. Gaddafi.
Tito Sanchez.
Right? Didn't Gaddafi.
Richie Incognito.
Guy Incognito. But
Carmen
no.
Sandiego, I think, right?
He did. He caught Carmen Sandiego. He got the loot. He got the warrant. And then, yeah, but instead it's going to be a broken-ass fucking healthcare website.
I just have an image right now of Obama putting no big flags around the world map. Joe Biden's map. Flipping he out. He doesn't know where things are.
He took our old map that we used to have when we put pins in countries that we offended completely.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got it now. He's Obama's got it.
He's got it. All right. All right, you're up.
I'm thankful for Facebook.
Why
because
is that?
Because Jay got his beer squared away.
What? What happened?
Not only is he like the beer ambassador of Naboo or whatever now, but...
Oh, I got to get the beer to the Senate.
Oh, beer. No, didn't you like have that beef with that one company that sent you the beer overseas? And like you're like, hey, oh. Facebook team, let's charge for an action. And then all of a sudden they're like, all right, shut up. We'll give you two beers now.
Yeah, BrewDog. I think we talked about it already on the show, didn't we?
Oh, we did many
times. On this show?
Yeah. You might not have been there for that.
Let's talk about it again.
Art's too busy. Do another
podcast.
Wait,
I think it was last show when I was on assignment. Did we really talk? Maybe I was just like tallying up my fantasy football points.
We really
I'm sorry.
Did. We did.
Yeah, we covered that.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for editing then.
Yeah. I am as well.
All right, I'll quickly go to another one. I'm thankful for the Marvel franchise keeping the movies pretty much legit.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because I just saw Thor 2.
Oh, how was that?
It's good. Awesome.
Really?
Was it good?
Yeah. One of the best ones of the Marvel Avengers series.
Nice, I've
seen the trailers. I have like zero interest in seeing it. I don't even
know
what it's about.
Oh, dude, it's great. It's great. There's like a lot of comedy in there, action, and then just a good storyline. And then the good little Easter eggs or what have you at the end are pretty cool, too.
Who directed it?
I don't know, but I forgot his name, but the guy who did direct it hates doing those stupid things. He said, like, well, I think they're great, but he says, like, those stupid things at the end, I think they're ridiculous. I don't want them in my movie.
So there wasn't one?
No, there were two of them.
Two of them?
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. You want to spoil them?
Do you want me to spoil them or no?
I do.
Yes, spoil them.
One of them was for the movie Guardians of the Galaxy, and it kind of the Guardians of the Galaxy movie is gonna prime for get ready for Avengers 3, and that was pretty cool. And the second one was just a weird kissing scene between Thor and Natalie Portman's character, and then Jane, and then this little beast that got brought in from one of the other realms into Earth was like chasing some birds, which was kind of funny. If you see the movie, you'll get it. But it was really good.
Wow.
Alan Taylor was the director.
Isn't there like a wacky raccoon or something, a talking raccoon in the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
That yeah, and Pocahontas.
Huh? And Pocahontas.
What?
No, I'm joking.
What?
I'm just saying, there's a raccoon in Pocahontas. Let's get it. Disney humor.
Oh yeah, how was Disney, by the way? Did we talk
awesome.
About that?
Yeah, Disney was great.
We did talk about that, yeah.
We did?
We did.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I must have been doing another podcast that day.
You were on assignment for Bud Light.
Yeah. All right, I'm next, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So speaking of other podcasts, I'm thankful that Art booked us a guest again, you guys.
Yeah, dude.
Woo. He's back, baby.
He's back.
Well, so Art, tell us how that came together.
Yeah,
was swearing at
tell
me.
Us the whole day.
Well, Jay kept on sending me these cards, these e-cards of him and Mike looking very sad and gloomy and being like, "Where are our guests?" So by hook or by crook, I was sending out emails and apple baskets and just anything I possibly could to different PR companies. And they're like, all right, one guy's like, we'll throw you a bone.
Art I was like, thank you, sir. I gave him a half Michael penny. Ian Black.
Yeah, and then we got Michael Ian Black. Yeah.
Did you send him an edible arrangement?
No. Those are so 2010. I sent him some fruit by the foot and some fruit roll-ups.
Nice. That was a fun one.
It was a great guest, actually. Video. Yeah. Yeah. It was
I'm
a good
glad
guess.
We were able to get one before the season ended. Remember where I was
I'm
like,
trying,
we
to, dude. I'm trying.
Remember the point? Remember when we had to turn guests down?
Yeah.
Remember those
remember
days,
that?
Guys?
Remember that? We're like, who's that? Ew, whatever.
Yeah.
Get it.
Like we're no, like not we're, famous enough.
Like we're fucking big shots. Like who the fuck are we? I'm sitting in my kitchen right now.
No. I don't think
I'm literally sitting in my kitchen right
down.
Now.
I think it was Jay being like, I don't want to be a wet blanket, but who is this guy?
Well,
that's true.
But there was I did that too, though. I was like, who is this? And you're like, oh yeah, they're on this show on Fox.
They're on it's that thing get, with that thing.
They're on this show on Fox. It's going to get canceled in a week and a half. Oh yeah, sure. Let's bring them on. I don't give a fuck. I don't fucking care.
Well, go get George Clooney. Go get him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, reach out. I mean, shit. Fucking Nerdist can get Tom Hanks by just sending him a typewriter. Shit, go send fucking Tom Cruise a fucking blender and see if he'll show up.
I want to send Mark Wahlberg something and just have him go off on Tom Cruise.
I've been speaking of which, I've realized this. I used to hate Mark Wahlberg. I'm slowly becoming a fan.
Yeah, he's turning into like he's getting to like Nick Cage territory.
Wahlberg,
like where he's just yeah. He's just kind of getting like so out there and crazy that you just start to love him.
He just doesn't fucking give a shit, I think. It's just great.
Yeah.
Ever since Ted, I think, right?
We should find out what Bill Murray's really into. Art, I don't know if you heard the last episode, probably not. But we found Bill Murray's house where he lives over by Nyack.
Really?
Yeah, and we think we should go stalk his house. A lot of famous people live in the neighborhood. We should just like load up a
trailer. Wait, in Nyack?
Yeah, just outside of Nyack.
Oh, it's him. That's that Bill Murray.
That's that Bill Murray. Yes, that Bill Murray. The
we
only.
Should find out what he's into and just go leave him a big present on his doorstep and see if he'll come all on right. our podcast. Or just sit out there, you know, with the whole podcast set up all ready to go. That way when he rolls up in his car, it's like, hey, Bill, yeah. Can we get a word? It'll be like yeah, the podcast called... paparazzi. Pod parazzi.
Oof. I like it. Yeah, we
could just leave a minor league baseball team on his doorstep.
Maybe if we
he likes those.
He likes minor league baseball. Maybe if
he
we
owns them.
Maybe if we you know, like hang Dan Aykroyd in effigy in his front yard, maybe he'll like us then.
Yeah, what's going on with the whole thing with Ghostbusters? Is that like why he's
he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do it. It's not going to happen, dude.
Not with him in it. It'll happen without him.
Yeah, no. But it's. I don't think it's going to happen, period. But whatever.
I think it will. It's going to be shitty.
Yeah.
But he said he would do it if he could be the bad guy. He wants to be the ghost.
Right.
That's fucking perfect. That's
that is
so
pretty
perfect.
Funny. That is pretty funny.
It's like he dies and he's the bad guy and then the old Ghostbusters have to get the new crew to fucking battle Bill Murray. How great would that be?
Yeah. That's a good
fucking
idea.
Awesome. And you pass the torch and then you're done.
Yep.
So awesome.
Yeah, but no, we don't, no. The focus groups came out and they said, no, we don't want Bill Murray to be the bad guy. That's no, they don't like that. It's not gonna happen. It sucks.
I'm thankful that Andy Kaufman's still alive. You guys?
Yes.
Heard about this? Hilarious.
I think it's already been busted.
Has it? Well,
I believe so.
The big thing is that the girl that came up and said that she was his daughter was a terrible actress. Terrible.
Oh, yeah.
She could not fucking improv to save her life. And that was, I think that was the key because she needed to be good and she was fucking terrible at it.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like the whole thing with the brother saying, you know, he was going to come back Christmas Eve, 99. And, like, he didn't, but the letter, like, all that kind of stuff seemed even a little believable where you're like, oh, really? That may have actually happened. But as soon as this fucking girl got up on stage and started opening her mouth, Yeah, it's over. I think the whole thing got bonked pretty quickly. No?
Yeah. Your boy Dylan from Laugh Spin is saying it's debunked.
Oh, really? From what? What did he find out?
It was on your latest podcast.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, couldn't go with the joke.
Laugh Spin report, Andy Kaufman is dead.
He's still how about dead. That? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, I see it right now.
Despite the best efforts of Michael Kaufman to convince the world otherwise, his brother, iconic comedian Andy Kaufman, is dead. That's a report from The Smoking Gun, which just posted details responding to a new round of rumors that supported Kaufman didn't die of lung cancer in 84 and instead faked his own death. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, they're saying that this girl is definitely an actress?
Yeah. Someone said she was an actress.
Woman is actually an actress named Alexandra Tatarsky. She's 24, and her real father is a doctor.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah.
And I mean, they're at an award show for people who do Andy Kaufman-esque comedy.
Right.
So, like, could you pick a more non-appropriate place to do that? Oh, we're doing a thing where we give awards for the best pranks and jokes.
Yeah.
Pretty much Tony Clifton has said he's dead, like, many times.
Yeah.
Like, Tony Clifton.
Yeah. Not Tony. Well, it's Bob Zemuda, I should say. Sorry.
Yes.
He's like, yeah, he's Zemuda. Dead. I saw him in his coffin. Other celebrities have said it, too, who were at his funeral.
Yeah. Most comedians that are, you know, relatively high up in the circuit or are pretty, you know, well off, will that know Andy or have known people that know Andy or whatever, yeah, they all know. They all tell you, yeah, he's dead. He's dead. He's not. He's not alive whatsoever. So
dead.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it sucks. It would be a hell of a fucking joke.
Yeah, the first part was a great story, and then the girl came up and ruined it.
Right. Exactly. Like if he
Dang's
actually
right, folks.
Bitches.
Skirts.
Bitches be meddling.
Skirts. Bitches be tripping and shopping. All right, let's see. I have one here.
Please do.
I'm thankful that yet again the dreadlocks craze has not taken off. I can't stand fucking dreadlocks, and I'm so thankful that like not a lot of people have them. They're dirty.
Are you saying that because like Torrey Smith just cut his off?
Next to a firm handshake, you have to have clean hair, and dreadlocks just mean dirty hair.
You know, there's a girl that comes to my trivia night sometimes who has like sort of like half dreads, like they're sort of kind of becoming dreads towards the end. Red haired girl, cute. First girl I've ever thought was cute with dreads. Maybe it's just not full dreads.
Maybe it's red hair.
I don't know. You'd like her, Mike.
Yeah.
Is she asking like about him?
She got tig old bitties.
Meh.
All right, I'm in. Send a picture.
Oh, by the way, watching The Wire still, season 3, kind of got back into it a little bit.
Oh, you did, huh?
The weird politician girl that McNulty's banging, you remember her?
Oh,
the
yeah,
short,
we say,
black hair.
We say she looks like a bird. Scraw!
Oh, we think she looks like a fish.
Oh, a fish?
But we actually said it looked like Nicole if she got turned into a fish by, like, a really bad wizard. Mike's wife.
That's really funny.
like a shitty wizard tried to turn Nicole into a fish.
See, every time she came on the screen, we said she was like a bird, like a hawk, kind of a, like a animal. So every time she came on the screen, either me or my wife would go, scraw!
Like she's like big bug eyes, like really far apart. They're almost like on the sides of her head.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got a nose that she would, like, peck at stuff like the Roadrunner eating birdseed, like, really fast, and, like, fucking, pop, pop, pop. Yeah, that's how I picture how she sucks McNulty's dick. Got that? All right, Art, go.
Let's see, what am I thankful for again? Well, speaking of shows, I'll say The Walking Dead. I think this season's pretty damn good.
Yeah, you're a fan?
Yeah. You're not?
No, we've been in it. We've all been all about it. Yeah, absolutely.
No spoilers, please.
No, it's kind of a I don't know. Apparently there's not that many episodes left, right? There's only like 3 left.
Yeah, before the little break, then like January, February hits, and they'll do it again.
Serious? Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Huh, cool. Yeah, yeah, kind of good so far. I mean, I kind of dig.
I'm not gonna spoil it for Jay, but you saw last Sunday's, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool scenes, but there's just one where it's like, I'm like, why did they just do this before? I think you know what I'm talking about.
No.
The whole what? Fence thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. Like, I get it.
You're putting so much time and effort to do what you were doing for I don't know how many weeks, and then all of a sudden it's like,
yeah,
two people just took it down.
Yeah. Fuck it. Let's just do it this way. Yeah. I hear you.
Okay.
Saying.
I guess we have to.
All right. Push comes to shove. Let's go ahead.
I mean, yeah. I guess that's the only thing I have been, and also too. I know you guys aren't really a fan of the show. I don't know if your cousin Jay's still watching it, but Comic Book Men?
Yeah?
It's been getting weird.
How so?
Well, one of them...
You can spoil whatever the fuck you want with this one. I don't plan on watching it, so go ahead.
This guy comes in with like this Mr. T toy that's pretty much like a water sprinkler.
Uh-huh.
slash game. And all of a sudden, like Brian John, the Ming and Brian Johnson and the Mike Zapsik, all of a sudden have this like water fight outside the store. Ming's just wearing like an orange thong, and Brian Johnson's wearing like this, like this bathing suit from like the 1920s. He's got like a vaudeville hat on, and he's got like this black and white like two piece. Bathing suit, and like Zapsik's just running around like trying to get everybody wet. I'm like, what the hell is going
what
on
happened?
Right now?
Do you, yeah, and do you think that just doesn't seem spontaneous? Like the way that no. you explained it just does not seem spontaneous. It seems like somebody behind the camera was like, okay, now you get in the orange thong and you hang out with this. Yeah, that's yeah, that does just does not seem like a rift thing. Ugh, that's funny. Oh, fucking comic book man. I'm actually thankful for just kind of on top of that DVRs in general, you know, TiVo especially, because we're kind of in I'm very, very close, and I don't know how you guys are with this, but I'm very, very close to cutting my cable completely.
I've got the most basic you can get.
Yeah.
Only, and it's like $20.
Nice.
And I only keep it because I need the internet anyway.
Right. But so. But like between that and the fact that, you know, I can tape whatever the fuck I want on DVR, and then also shit online, just get whatever the fuck you want online. Dude, thankful for that. It's like a golden age of television with that kind of shit, right? Seriously, there's just some great stuff out there.
Well, you know, it's funny, too, just with, like, DVRs and people checking stuff out online. The age of commercials have been drastically put everywhere. I mean, commercials are now everywhere. When I went to see Thor, I was like, do you remember a time when there wasn't commercials, like TV ads in
right?
movies?
Yeah.
It was like people got there. I mean, and again, I think the craze of going to see a movie, like, I mean, I'm for Star Wars, the prequels, I was one of those idiots that, you know, went to the midnight showing and all that stuff. But there wasn't that rush, and then, you know, you'd see like 2 or 3 previews, if that, and then there you go. Now you have pretty much like all the Kia Soul commercials and Kraft mac and cheese, and then it's like, what's coming up on, you know, AMC, and then an in-depth report about how Orville Redenbacher made popcorn, and then you have 27, you know, trailers, and then the movie starts.
Yeah, I know, I'm totally done with that shit, dude.
And then, like, commercials, like, for YouTube, which is Jay's favorite site, you've got that, like, you know, you can disable the ad in 5 seconds. Who doesn't want to disable that ad?
Yeah, I don't understand. And then, like, the people who were paying money to have that 5-second ad, they do nothing with the first 5 seconds. I think maybe once I've actually been like, oh, let me watch the rest of this. Right. Maybe once.
Yeah, right?
It's always like nothing. The first 5 seconds. Do you think you'd have the most amazing first 5 seconds ever if you actually want anyone to watch it? Like, who would pay for that?
Right. It's like a gun to the Pope's head.
Yeah.
For four so seconds. Stupid. And then the fucking hammer gets cocked back. And then it's like, skip ad. No, I want to see what happens. Let's, and then, let's like, roll right this beautiful went, bean footage.
I don't know if this happens to you guys, but right before my I was at my dentist appointment, right before they were doing the cleaning, they're like, they gave me like a 15-second ad about how I could save money on with Geico.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. He gives me a pamphlet and he's like, you know, these are the different coverages. And I was like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, all right, lay back and we'll clean your teeth. It's weird.
Everyone's got to get their piece art.
Guess so.
I'm thankful for a lot of TV stuff this year, too. One of them being HBO Go. You guys have HBO Go at all?
Yes. Hell yeah.
Got that from a friend.
Yeah, me too. Shout out to JT Turrett, an old friend from the Long Island radio days. Hooked me up with the password. I hooked him up with my Netflix password. Win-win.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best. I'm thankful that Netflix and HBO Go will let you share your passwords.
Yeah,
I don't know how much longer that's going to last.
That's not going to last much longer.
Yeah. Netflix knows about it, though. But they like seem to be like, yeah, go ahead. I think Netflix is still just trying to build up their, you know, themselves to the point where they can like have more people watching than real TV, and then they're going to fucking crack down.
You think?
Like, they're going to get it to the point where everyone's watching. They have so many like good original programming, and then they're going to be like, all right, bitches, now it's time to pay the pony. That's what I think is going to happen.
Is it the Piper or the pony?
Listen.
Listen.
Yeah, Dad.
Shouldn't be booking another guest.
All right, I'll be back. See you guys.
Rest somebody, on your laurels till about May.
Get somebody from Kids in the Hall next.
Yeah. I got someone from a Velveeta commercial. You guys down?
Oh, sweet. Hey, this week we're going to find out if Mikey definitely likes it.
Top 8.5 cheeses. Let's go.
Hey, guys. Where is the beef, huh? What do you think?
Next week, the man who invented the QWERTY keyboard.
That's fucking funny. Oh man! All right. Well, you guys got any more? I'm pretty good.
I'm thankful this show's almost over.
Yeah, I'm thankful this is done, so I can go to bed. No, you got any more? Is there anything else?
I don't know, man. It's been, I don't know, for me it's been a pretty great year. I can't complain, really. I'm just thankful for all of it, man.
Yeah.
In all seriousness.
Yeah, me too, man.
I'm thankful for the 5 million followers we have on SoundCloud that we have no idea how to capitalize on.
Yes!
Have no way to reach whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
That's sweet.
I'm thankful that Jay likes all my ideas.
There's a... One of our listeners is in town, and he was like right near your show last night, Mike, by the way. Do you guys see this? Josh Dykes. Let's shout him out.
Yeah, I did. That sucks.
He drunk tweets us last night at like midnight.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, fucking guys, I'm drunk in New York City. Fucking beer. Where do I go? Like, that's exactly what he wrote. It took like 15 tweets.
Yeah.
All misspellings and everything. Dude, that happens a lot. I guess people don't really... We're not the most personable people because people come to New York from like all over the world who listen to our show and have listened to our show for years and claim they love us and they never tell us they're coming.
Right.
Right. Like, we're here.
Do that. We're ready to hang out. We're ready to hang out with y'all.
Yeah. What the fuck? I don't get it.
I will totally buy you guys a drink. I'm good. Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you're ever coming to New York, fucking let us know.
Please.
Seriously. What the hell's going on?
But it's cool, man. In all seriousness as well, I'm thankful for the fact that this show keeps going, man. Because I have fun with this every week. I do. In all seriousness.
What is the sound going on right now?
It's probably my wife in the back. Hold on. Hold on one second. Hold on. There you go. How's that?
No, it's super loud. She's trying to tell you that she needs to go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah,
probably. Probably. All right.
That's like,
so,
that's like the podcast. Subtleties. That's the podcast version of the comedy flashlight. Shine the light on you.
I'm getting the wrap it up sign from
get
the fucking
closer.
From the Oscars. The Oscar speech in the background.
Nicole's playing us off with an episode of Matlock.
All right, folks. Well, happy Thanksgiving to those who celebrate it, and to those who don't, I don't give a shit. You know, happy whatever the fuck you guys celebrate.
Appreciate what you got, people.
Yeah, man. It's
fucking
a good day.
Life is short, man.
YOLO.
It is.
Enjoy it.
So for YOLO, exactly. No, we're not going to say that. We're going to say thank you very much for listening. We'll see you guys next week for Jane Art. This is Mike saying see ya.
See ya.
Yep.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now.
Papa too many.
Someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.